To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, ADP is staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate complexity. Learn more at ADP.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, October 13th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Today kicks off Amazon's annual Prime Day sales event. The event, running today and tomorrow, is normally held in the summer to help drum up business in the retail sector's slower summer months. But this year, because of the pandemic, Amazon pushed it back. Despite the delay, analysts think it could help propel Amazon to a record-breaking fourth quarter amidst a record-breaking year. Our reporter Sebastian Herrera will join us to explain why that is after these headlines. Facebook is banning posts that deny or distort the Holocaust. The move is a reversal for the company. CEO Mark Zuckerberg drew criticism in 2018 when he defended the rights of Holocaust deniers to express their views on the platform. And the latest decision comes after years of complaints from civil rights groups that the company tolerated hate speech and enabled the spread of misinformation. Our reporter Jeff Horwitz says this is part of a trend. Facebook has been taking a broader approach to removing content lately. Here's Jeff.
They've switched away from just taking down things that posed imminent harm, a risk of imminent harm. So, for example, denying that vaccinations were safe, or saying that COVID wasn't serious, or inciting violence, something that sort of has a very clear, you know, speech is made on the platform and bad things happen in the real world directly as a result, sort of a direct consequence. They've recently taken down things that are perhaps a little more indirect, like people who are espousing viewpoints, sort of parts of the conspiracy theory QAnon, which is this sprawling thing that many of the specific details of it aren't harmful, even if Facebook has now determined that it's increasingly militarized as an overall online movement.
Disney says it's reorganizing its operations to prioritize streaming video, placing its streaming platforms, including Disney Plus and Hulu, even closer to the center of the business. The company's various programming arms, including movie and TV studios, will now be focusing their efforts on producing content for those services, not just movie theaters and traditional TV networks. And later today, Apple is holding its second major virtual event in less than a month. The company is expected to unveil its first ever 5G-enabled iPhone. It's supposed to bring faster speeds and better connectivity. While there's still a lot of uncertainty among consumers about the actual benefits of 5G technology, investors are hoping it might lead Apple to the kind of dramatic growth seen in the iPhone's earliest days, when every new phone came with big technological leaps. All right, after the break, how Amazon's Prime Day will shake up the fourth quarter e-commerce landscape. We'll talk about that next.
News, laws, and regulations are changing by the day. We get it. It's hard to stay on top of it all. That's why ADP is here to guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise to help you navigate these complex times so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of changes in legislation. When you rely on us for payroll and HR, you're trusting us to help you take care of your people. It's what we've been doing for over 70 years, and that's not about to change. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people.
While the traditional retail sector is increasingly uncertain, e-commerce is booming, and Amazon has been a standout, especially in the pandemic. The rise in demand in recent months forced Amazon to push back its annual Prime Day event from the summer months into the fourth quarter. Now, it's a lot closer to other big shopping moments like Black Friday and the holidays. And analysts think that could help Amazon shatter its Q4 records. Our reporter Sebastian Herrera joins me to talk more about this. Sebastian, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. I wonder if you could give us a little history of Prime Day. When did this event start, and what's the actual purpose that it serves for Amazon's business?
It's incredible because it feels like it's been going on forever now, but it has only been in the past 5 years. They started it in 2015. And really the purpose behind it was they usually have Prime Day around the July period in the summer, which is usually around the slower kind of time for retailers and for Amazon, because it's kind of in this weird in-between period before, I guess, back to school shopping. And then, of course, like later on, it's the holidays are a big deal. And so they were trying just to get kind of like this day where they could just get a lot of traffic, and they created their own kind of, you know, shopping holiday, which is pretty amazing in itself. And a second big reason for why they created it, they get a lot of people to sign up for Amazon Prime memberships, because you have to be a Prime member to access the deals on Prime Day. Of course, like Prime memberships are what fuels just their entire, you know, operation basically, in terms of having people that are, you know, customers that get hooked on that, and what really pays towards their, you know, free and fast shipping, and just kind of fuels their growth. So it's really important for that reason as well.
And it's clearly grown since then. This is the second year in a row that Prime Day is actually 2 days rather than just one Prime Day. Just how big a driver of sales and profit is the Prime Day event for Amazon generally?
So Amazon itself doesn't go into specifics about the financials around this. They usually say something, you know, like last year, like we sold 150 or million or so items, you know, during Prime Day, you know, a big number like that. It was our biggest Prime Day ever. What we know from estimates from third parties is it can generate a big chunk of money. And if you think about just, you know, this year and last year over the course of 2 days, like somewhere around $6 billion, $7 billion, which is, you know, for most companies would be a great year. And that's like 2 days for Amazon. It just is part of, again, just a creating an event where people, you know, get excited about buying items on there, and it gets them a lot of traffic.
And we mentioned this event is normally held in the summer, but they pushed it back to keep up with demand during the pandemic. Can you just remind us what was happening at that point in the year?
Yeah, this is a really unique year for this. And when the pandemic really started affecting the U.S. in, you know, March, Amazon was, you know, overwhelmed with orders at the beginning, and they were having a lot of trouble, as we've reported pretty extensively by now, on getting up to speed. And they had, you know, really these huge bottlenecks at their warehouses. It became one of those things where they needed to, you know, change the date, because they were already super overwhelmed with the beginning of the pandemic, and they kind of needed to get up to speed. And so I think, you know, they kind of at first were looking towards a September date, and they ended up pushing it towards October. Some analysts even speculated if they were waiting for a kind of a second stimulus package from the government that would, you know, fuel spending as it did with the first one. But they chose, you know, this October date. And it's just really unique because it's, in a way, kind of starting the holiday shopping early. And that's something that they've themselves tried to encourage people, is, oh, you can get your holiday shopping done early, you know, with this. So, you know, we've never seen anything like this before, where you have Prime Day that creates its own shopping event. And then, of course, later on, we'll have Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and it's going to be an interesting holiday season.
And Amazon's already had a really lucrative year with that mass adoption of e-commerce. Now they're adding another big shopping event to that already busy fourth quarter. Is this going to add to those gains?
It's expected to be what we've been seeing a lot this year, which is a big shift to e-commerce. And the overall retail sector is really uncertain. There's plenty of stores that have obviously had a lot of problem, and especially like the clothing industry. But for e-commerce, yeah, it's looking like, especially the bigger companies, can have a good, you know, fourth quarter, and Amazon being the biggest of them. Between, you know, Prime Day and Cyber Monday and Black Friday and all that, it's going to really drive their fourth quarter sales, which we're expecting them to, you know, basically shatter their previous records. And they started off already, you know, really big before this, and they've just, you know, grown in power throughout all this.
And, you know, you mentioned earlier the other players in the retail sector. Amazon is certainly not the only one in the game. What does the competition look like?
Yeah, one of the reasons why we pay attention to Prime Day, you know, even though Amazon has kind of created it as like this self-promotional kind of event, is that it really does have an impact on the retail sector. Competitors like Walmart and Target, they're offering their own, you know, deals, and under, you know, different names like Deal Days, and companies like eBay, they all what's happened in the recent years is, you know, when Prime Day is held, competitors just try to match that because they know people are going to be on their computers looking for, you know, sales. You know, there's even tools that we can use with, you know, with our computers to see like if there's a cheaper sale elsewhere. And so, of course, these retailers know this and they try to just, you know, match and outbeat Amazon in some ways. So it's become a very competitive thing among retailers and just kind of created its own, again, like a shopping event. And it'll be interesting just to see how it differentiates a bit on sales now with Prime Day versus, you know, in a few weeks once Black Friday comes.
And, you know, one big thing I'm wondering, we talked about that slowdown earlier in the year, Amazon really struggling to keep up with demand. Does Amazon really have the capacity to keep up with another uptick in orders from this confluence of huge promotional events and holiday shopping?
They have been preparing for this pretty extensively. This is something that we always watch throughout the holidays is there any problems with, you know, shipments, especially since in 2013, there was this huge issue that Amazon had with UPS, which they used much more than they do now for their shipments. And a lot of people, you know, didn't get their packages on time. So ever since then, Amazon has been building its own capacity for fulfillment. And I think, you know, this year, what we know is that they've said that by the end of this year, that their fulfillment capacity, their square footage would be about 50% more this year than it has been in the past, meaning that, you know, they're going to have a lot more warehouses open and workers, you know, fulfilling these orders. And so I think they, you know, they've prepared for kind of this moment, but also the way that they're encouraging shoppers to buy items for Christmas now, you know, shines a little bit of a light on the fact that they'd rather obviously have it be a steady stream of, you know, items going out the door than everybody waiting till the last second. I think they're encouraging that because at the end of the day, it's going to be all in their fourth quarter financials anyway. So, you know, we've seen them kind of push customers to like, hey, get your shopping done now. And I think it's because they know, you know, the more customers they get to do that now, and then, you know, the better in terms of fulfilling those items. And then the kind of next round can happen during, you know, Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
All right. Our reporter, Sebastian Herrera, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. We've got more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. So check us out there. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.